is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran. I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another Thursday edition of Deck the Hallmark.
Deck the Hallmark.
That's exactly right. Put it on the board.
I did it. Yeah.
What was that, Panda?
I did it.
You did it. You sure did do it.
I'm enjoying a milkshake from Cookout.
You sure are. For those of you
professional
from out of the area, Cookout is a magical place where you can go and spend very little dollars and get a lot of what seems to be some sort of food. Mm-hmm. Whether or not it's real.
Think In-N-Out Burger, but better.
For $5, you could get over 2,000 calories.
I will say, last year we did the marathon, and we got Cookout in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regretted it.
Yes.
Yeah,
the rest of
hard.
The
night. Yeah.
Cookout is not marathon food.
No. Not being televised for sure.
Yeah, it's fun though. I will say, the Cookout, it's a good time.
It's a good time every time?
Every time.
Just do it?
Let's do it.
I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
I will say this. They're advertising they have a chorizo quesadilla now.
Yeah.
Just skip the middleman there. Just go straight to the toilet.
So I'm looking at this, guys. I'm looking at... we're talking about Christmas movies today for the next few Thursdays.
Christmas time is here.
I do see something interesting in here. How was your weekend?
Oh, really? That was there?
That was in here, right here in the...
It's interesting that this is a Thursday show.
It's Thursday.
Yes. Yeah.
Huh.
It's Thursday. You haven't asked us how our weekend was in months.
Yep.
I don't even remember my weekend.
I don't know.
I'm thinking about the weekend.
Guys, I don't know. It's in the papers.
This is going to be quality stuff. I can tell you already.
It's in the papers.
Mm-hmm.
My weekend was great, Bran.
Good.
My weekend was wonderful as well.
Good. Really quickly, for those of you that have never done this before, because we've never done it before, we're doing a handful of special episodes because we had a lot of fun during before Fall Harvest, breaking down what's written down as like the synopsis of the movie. Yeah. And then picking which ones are our favorite. Something that Hallmark likes to do is they like to compete against themselves and have two movies running simultaneously on their network. So
they should just run them Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That would fix that problem.
Yeah.
Or, hear me out.
No one watch.
You
no
kill
one
your watch. Own ranking.
Somehow. Pitting them against each other gives better ratings.
It is the craziest.
Do you believe that though?
Yeah.
Not only do I believe it, it's objective. A fact.
Yeah. It's objective.
How does that?
I don't know.
Math wise, it doesn't add up.
Well, because you're dropping a movie on Friday and you know, there not a lot of people are staying home. No. I mean, they might this year. I don't know.
This has to be, but how come there's so many different variations that you could try other than this. You could run a movie at 7 and then launch one at 9.
Like, the problem is they are off centered from each other. So if you start one at 8, you have to do it like they're doing it. Yes, but I don't know. It is what it is. It is what it is.
You could watch the 8 o'clock live, start the 9 o'clock one, and catch up on the DVR live.
I think that's what a lot of people do. So what we're going to do today is we are going to go, we're going to do this over the next few weeks because there's 40 movies to get to. We're going to read synopses. And we're going to go Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And I'm going to ask you, of those two, who'd you got? Okay.
Who'd you got?
Okay, do you understand what I'm saying?
And if I win, what do I get?
You get a hodgepodge beluga gift certificate for one beluga.
I get a beluga?
You get a beluga from Hodgepodge Beluga.
Last time I went in a Hodgepodge Beluga, it was even crazier than normal.
It was crazy. That's exactly right.
I don't care what they want to do from a beluga standpoint.
Right.
Somebody's going to get those monkeys on a leash.
Yeah.
Well... You can't.
And then
swinging
there's,
all around the store.
I get a beluga. I want to clarify.
Yes,
a free beluga.
Free beluga. And right now they're doing a buy one get one free Beluzga.
So if I get a free Beluzga,
I think you might be able to double up. Too.
No way. No. That coupon's not good there.
Johnny Beluga is on the line. Johnny.
Hello.
Hey Johnny, if I use my coupon for one free Beluzga, can I still
do
that?
We're gonna go out of business if I give you two Beluzgas.
One Beluzga though, you're fine.
One Beluzga. No more.
Thank you, Johnny. Are you guys ready to dive into the first?
Yes, please.
Two movies, back to back, head to head. Saturday, October 24th is when we're getting this whole thing started, guys. Can you believe it?
Yes.
Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it.
It is right around the corner. It is right around the corner. Over on Hallmark Channel at 8 o'clock Eastern, Jingle Bell Bride is what is kicking off the season. Mm. Jingle Bell Bride. It is starring Julie Gonzalo from Supergirl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Ronnie Rowe Jr., who, let's...
Not Ronnie Rowe, Sr.
No, let's all agree, though, that is for the better. Senior is a mess, at this point. He's from Star Trek Discovery. We should ask Doug if he knows Ronnie Rowe.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows Ronnie Rowe.
Wedding planner Jessica Perez, played by Gonzalo, travels to a remote town in Alaska to find a rare flower for a celebrity client and is charmed by the small town during Christmas, as well as the handsome local played by Roe Jr. helping her find the rare flower.
I'm not going to be able to do this.
Starting off strong. All right. With the rare flower.
That is.
She's going to find a rare flower for her boss
in Alaska?
For a celebrity client. For a celebrity
client. Oh my gosh.
So that's a
whole. I don't know. Alaska.
I don't know.
Is that on Hallmark?
That's on Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, that's the big dog.
Now,
flagship.
An hour later, 9 p.m., flip it over one and switch over on Friendly TV if you want to.
Flip it over one and switch.
That is going to be 9 p.m. on October 24th. Christmas Tree Lane is the name of this movie. It is starring Alicia Witt and Andrew Walker. So they've got the big hitters of Alicia Witt and Andrew Walker over on Movies and Mysteries this year, competing with the debut movie.
They're going to put them up against Ronnie Rowe?
Up against Ronnie Rowe.
Man.
Christmas Tree Lane. Music store owner Meg, surprisingly played by Alicia Witt. I don't know if you guys heard or not.
She can sing?
She can sing.
Get out of here.
She can play piano. I don't know if you've heard.
You got stood up for a concert of hers, didn't you?
One? Yeah, I'll tell you guys a quick story. We were at Christmas Con last year.
Alonzo's never going to live this down.
We were at Christmas Con last year. I couldn't convince you, and it was pure curiosity on my part. Like, what does an Alicia Witt concert look like?
Yeah.
So I was going to go. We went to a movie that night.
Panda and I.
And you were going to do the double feature, triple feature?
The triple feature.
Triple feature. Yeah. I ducked out after
that
first.
That was awesome.
Oh, it was
big
great. The movies were so good.
Yeah. I decided to duck out to meet up with our friend, Alonzo Duralde.
Yeah, co-host of a film and movie podcast on the Bramble Jam
who
podcast.
Who told me, Brandon, I'll go to the Alicia Witt concert with you. So I said, great. I'll meet you back at the hotel. We'll Uber over together. It'll be great. So I got into Uber to go back to the hotel. I had not heard from Alonzo. Yeah. I texted him. I called him. Yeah. And I was like, this feels like it could fall through. So I leave my good friends at the movies, the triple feature. I'm missing out on it.
Missing out on the triple
to go
feature.
To an Alicia Witt concert. And I get back to the hotel. Alonzo's nowhere to be found. He's asleep. And he just slept through the concert. So I went to bed early that night.
You know, as we much had a great time, as Alonzo has done for us, we really find a way to just the Busby Berkeley thing, him not showing up for the concert. We're really doing it over here.
Alonzo, I just want to hang out with a friend that I don't get to see in person very often and go to an Alicia Witt concert. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so.
And it's not like you missed out on any good movies. We did watch Parasite.
Yeah. That I know. Evening. Guess who still hasn't seen Parasite? At this point, I'm just holding out. I didn't see the film of the year last year, Alonzo, because of you. Music store owner Meg, played by Alicia Witt, spearheads the community effort to save the Christmas tree.
Save the Christmas tree.
Lane Shopping District from demolition. As she finds herself falling for Nate, played by Andrew Walker, a recent acquaintance, she's thrown when she learns his surprising tie to... the developer.
Christmas tree lane.
It sounds as if Andrew Walker is in some way
going to take down Christmas
tree lane. Christmas tree lane. The shopping district.
Take it. No one's been there for years.
Take it. So that's like a classic falling for the person who's going to destroy my town. We got Jingle Bell Bride, the classic finding the rare flower storyline. Dan, who you got this first matchup?
Woof, this is tough because on one side of the coin, you have Alicia Witt, who has never been a DTH fave. On the other side of the coin, you have a movie that sounds like utter dog crap. And so it's tough because I would love to vote for neither. Having said that, I'm going to trust that Hallmark Channel, flagship station, they know what they're doing. Last year, Hallmark Channel's first movie, Christmas Wishes, Mistletoe Kisses, right?
Yep.
That, if we're going to get...
year before that, Christmas at Pemberley Manor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trusting them that they're not just putting a real nothing out there. I'm going to go with the first one you said.
They're Jingle Bell Bride.
Jingle Bell Bride.
The flower, I believe, is called the Jingle Bell Flower.
The Jingle Bell Flower in Alaska. I kind of regret my decision.
And I will say this, big movie right out of the gate. We have an interracial couple as the lead. Yep. Hallmark making statements there. And two, I believe, rookies to the Hallmark scene. So exciting in that regard. Pando, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go Jingle Bell Bride as well. Wow. On this one. You know, I know for...
We're both going against our boy A Walk, and you know, and old Wit Boy over there is going to join us.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to Andrew.
No, you're good.
I'm so sorry to Andrew Walker for the clean sweep. This is one of the trailers that dropped with the schedule. I did watch the trailer. I'm in on this movie. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to have a lot of Christmas feels. Alaska, all in on that. Yeah. And the two leads, they seem like really charming people, and so I'm really excited.
I feel like Jingle Bell Bride is going to be something special, but the Christmas Tree Lane just seems pretty generic as a plot.
It does seem pretty...
Are you going to do the thing where every year the first movie you act like you say it's better than it actually is?
Yes, okay, 100%. Just making sure. No. I'm going to immediately frame it as one of my best, and midway through I'm going to realize it's not, and I can't go back on it, so it's going to stay preposterously high.
I agree. There's also a lot of buzz about this movie as well, for whatever reason. Lots of buzz on the social media.
The Jingle Bell Lane?
Jingle Bell Bride.
People saying a lot?
Christmas Tree Lane, Jingle Bell Bride. Okay.
What about Honeysuckle Lane? Where's that coming in?
Oh, get out of here. I guess Wit really likes the lanes.
Also a Wit.
All right. The next night, Sunday, October 25th, we got another
double punch.
Over here on the Hallmark Channel, we have Chateau Christmas.
Chateau Christmas.
I love chateaus.
You do. You actually have a shirt that says Chateau Boy.
Chateau Boy.
Ask me about my chateau. This one is starring Merritt Patterson. Perfect Christmas. And Luke McCharmon himself, Luke McFarlane.
Fire away.
Margot, played by Patterson, is a world-renowned pianist who returns to Chateau Newhall to spend the holidays with her family and is reunited with her ex, played by Luke McFarlane, who helps rediscover her music and her passion for it.
Can we just... Can we all just agree as a society that it's pianist? Like, what is so hard about that?
No, it's pianist.
It's a pianist. Can we just say pianist?
It's a pianist.
I personally cannot. Okay, so there's that going on. Did I lose
you
at pianist?
She's a world-renowned pianist.
Yes, she's a world-renowned pianist who's kind of fallen out of love. She goes home to his chateau, spend holidays with her family, reunited with her ex, who helps her discover her love for music again.
I'm in. Sounds like fun.
Then over on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries at 9 p.m., we have Deliver by Christmas. delivered. In this case, it is Deliver by Christmas. It stars
Deliver back in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Wow, make Christmas delivered again. We have Alvina August, who is apparently in Nancy Drew.
Oh, yeah.
And we have the return of Eon Bailey from Switched for Christmas. What's his name?
Kinder.
He's Tom Kinder.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen him since Switched for Christmas back in 2017. Right. Bakery owner Molly, played by August, meets Josh, played by Bailey, a widower who recently moved to town with his young son, but she is also charmed by a mysterious client whom she's never met in person, and she doesn't realize that they... spoiler alert, are the same man.
Why would you? Classic, you've got mail situation.
You're so bad that you.
Why would you ruin it?
I think we all are going to figure it out in the first 5 minutes, right?
Some of them can get me.
We've got the musician who has fallen out of love with music. We've got McFarlane on cello. And then we have a.
You needed a breather there.
Are you freaking kidding me right now? McCharmon on the cello.
Yeah, he can really play it.
Take that bass up going. What is it? Hello. And then we have Delivered by Christmas, which seems to be a client falling in love with a person online. Turns out the same person.
This is easy. It's the Christmas penis for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Merritt and my boy McCharmon.
McCharmon? He's the Charmin bear. He's the Charmin toilet paper bear.
McCharmon.
I got caught up in the moment.
From hello. McFarlane to McCharmon.
Hello, it's Luke McFarlane here to sell you some Charmin toilet paper.
So this director is McG. He throws a basketball right in my head. We're all working on our Luke McFarlane impressions.
Hello.
Right? Hello.
Hello. Hello.
It's deeper.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead. No, you got the penis as well?
Yeah.
Make it a clean sweep for the penis, guys. I don't know what you want. It's Luke McFarlane, cello, Mary Patterson. I am excited about...
Losing viewers, just shedding viewers left and right. They're gone.
I don't know. I'm excited about Delivered by Christmas, but it's just hard. It's so hard to choose.
Yeah, that's a tougher one because...
It's hard to pick.
But the second one sounds like more fun for me, but I love the actors.
Sounds like a disaster.
No, it doesn't. You are a disaster.
Utter disaster.
God, it's so frustrating. Being your friend.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys.
You want to take a break before we do the next one?
Sure. Let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. All right, we're good. Are you guys ready to dive back into it?
I'm ready.
This next weekend kicks off on Saturday, October 31st.
It's still October? What are we even doing?
Halloween night, we got another twofer. And this, my friends, oh boy, this.
Good gravy.
I cannot believe. Can I talk to camera two really quickly?
Get it.
Hallmark Channel, it is Halloween night, and what you're doing is not fair with this matchup. It is not fair what you have going on. Are you ready, boys?
Bring it.
On the Hallmark Channel, on October 31st, we have Christmas with the Darlings, starring Katrina Law.
Come on.
And Carlo Marx.
Come on.
Wow.
Just before the holidays, Jessica Liu, played by Law, that's confusing, is ending her tenure as assistant to her wealthy boss to use her recently earned law degree within his company, but offers to help his charming younger brother, played by Marx, as he looks after his orphan nieces and nephew over Christmas.
Come on.
Whoa. Heavy.
Then, 9 o'clock.
Oh, you're going to just buckle up.
Right during that movie, we got Cranberry Christmas starring Nikki DeLoach and Benjamin Ayers. A separated couple. DeLoach and Ayers. Wow.
They're separated.
Fiend, marital bliss on National...
Fane.
What's the difference?
Fiend is not a word.
We should have gone over this together.
We probably should have gone over it. Sure, you told me not to read any of them.
Yeah. Feign marital bliss on national television to help their town's Christmas festival and their business. But what will the future hold for them when rekindled love is complicated by new opportunities? Are you freaking kidding me on Halloween night?
Sad. You look like you're sad you're not going to get to watch both of them. I've got some news.
On Halloween night, though, it is just not. That's not right, Hallmark. It's not right to do that to a man. Dan, who you got?
Yeah, so I can't. If you had told me I'd go against Nikki DeLoach and Andrew Walker, I'd have said you're crazy. The plot of Cranberry sounds great. Guys,
Katrina Law
has not made but one Hallmark Christmas movie, and it's Snow Bride.
Is that true?
That's true.
Yep.
She's in another one, though. She's in another movie.
I didn't think so.
I am 99% sure. Wow. You can look over.
Okay. But she's been doing like Hawaii Five-0 and those other
things.
Arrow. I got to go with my girl Katrina Law.
You're a big fan.
Got to see if it can hold true. I'm actually a little excited about this movie. I'm rolling the dice. Katrina Law. I don't know the name of the movie.
Christmas with the Darlings.
You didn't know it either.
Christmas with the Darlings.
Christmas with the Darlings.
I am going to go Christmas on... is it Cranberry Lane?
It's Cranberry Christmas. There's no lanes.
Man, if they doubled up on lanes this early in the season, it's Cranberry Christmas.
Cranberry Christmas. I'm going Cranberry Christmas. Hopefully they have a song by the Cranberries on there.
Oh, wow.
I think that was...
Zombie! Christmas! Christmas!
I'm with Payne on this one. I'm going with Cranberry Christmas. The plot sounds great. And also, it's Nikki DeLoach. I don't know what you want. It's
tough.
I'm a simple man. I'm but a simple man with a simple heart. are you guys ready for... we're finally into November, everybody. We're finally into November.
We made it.
Four Christmas movies in.
Six Christmas movies in, my friend.
No,
two the first weekend.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Two just then. Boy. Now it's November.
Man. Oh, we're only six in.
Six in.
Oh, but none of those can air after December 20th. Sunday, November 1st, on the Hallmark Channel, One Royal Holiday. It is...
okay. that one.
Yeah. It is
sold.
It is starring Laura...
Osnes.
Osnes?
Yes.
Who's that?
I don't know. I just remember.
She's in The Key of Love. Aaron Tveit from Les Mis.
Oh my God.
Crystal Joy Brown from Sydney to the Max.
They're just making stuff up.
Sydney to the Max. That's like the Hallmark bit. That's a bit.
Yeah. And if you were in a show called Sydney to the Max, you would not say, put that in as the thing I'm known for. You just say unknown actress.
Victoria Clark from Homeland and Tom McGovern from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond.
So we got a whole slew of people here. When Anna, played by Osnes, offers a stranded mother, played by Clark, and son, played by Tveit, shelter in a blizzard, she learns that they are the royal family of Galwick. Anna shows the prince how they do Christmas in her hometown, encouraging him to open his heart and be true to himself.
So this Sydney, does she go like to the medium, to the
No.
Where does Sydney go? Like, if this is the highest right here, where is Sydney
the
going?
The max.
The max. Unbelievable.
Going also Sunday, November 1st, just an hour later over on the Movies and Mysteries, we have Holly and Ivy, which, if you recall, was the restaurant in Two Turtle Doves.
I do. Yeah.
Maybe it's goodness. Maybe we get to find out more about that restaurant.
Hope so.
It's played starring Janelle Parrish from Pretty Little Liars, Jeremy Jordan from Supergirl, and Marisol Nichols from Riverdale. Oh. Man, we got Pretty Little Liars, Supergirl, and Riverdale. Look out, everybody.
That's a CW lineup.
Oh, yeah. It really is. When Melodies, played by Parrish, neighbor, Nina, played by Nichols, learns that her illness has returned.
Oh, boy.
Melody promises to keep Nina's kids. Holly and Ivy are the names of the children.
The children's names.
Keeping those kids together. To adopt the children, she must renovate her new fixer-upper, when she does, which she does with the help of a contractor played by Jordan.
He's a bit of a fixer-upper.
Boy, guys, we have a royal movie head-to-head with a dying mother story.
Dana, this is going to be my least favorite evening of Hallmark movies. I'm going to go ahead and put that on the books right now. The royal movie sounds very generically royal, just like you like it, like a classic, I'm back to basics, paint by numbers royal.
And, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of castles.
And then the other one with all the CW stars and the dead mom, that sounds overwrought to begin with. This is a real Sophie's choice. Can I pick neither? Can I watch Sydney to the Max instead?
No, you have to pick
Give
one.
Me the movie that Sydney to the Max actress is in.
The royal movie, One Royal Holiday.
Okay, One Royal Holiday. That's what I'm picking.
So, purely based off of Crystal Joy Brown.
Crystal Joy Brown's performance, Sydney to the Max.
I'm concerned about the royal movie because it does sound castle light, and I'm not down with that. That said, I love a good royal movie. Can't sway from
they
that.
Didn't
that
give
said,
you much competition.
The there. Other one, I do like Parrish's character. That's her in Pretty Little Liars. I like her as an actor. I just don't think
you can't pick against the royals.
I can't pick a royal. Against
We're the royals. Made to be royals.
You made to be royals. I'm gonna go with Holly and Ivy on this one.
You are.
There's a lot to like about this. You got Janelle Parrish who's stepping in for a neighbor who her kids are named Holly and Ivy. Are you kidding me? You got her falling for a contractor doing work around her house. I don't know I don't know how you guys aren't excited about that movie because it sounds like a great one.
I'm not excited about it. It's just, it was.
I'll tell you this much right now. Put it on the board. Put it on the cry board. I will cry during that movie.
Oh my gosh.
Guaranteed. Huh. Guaranteed, cool. Everybody. Guaranteed. You guys want to take one more break? We'll come back. We'll do another batch of movies.
Quick break and break.
One more break and we'll be right back
I
here.
I love
on
it.
The break and break.
On the deck the homework. Oh boy, everybody.
Back already.
We are back. We have covered 8 movies. Let's do four more. And we'll come back next week. We'll do 12 more, I guess.
I don't know.
At some point,
free boy.
I'm free. Guys, I don't think you guys are ready.
Is this the weekend?
I
don't think you're ready for
what
movie.
Is about to happen. Saturday, November 7th, we have Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater.
Ashley Williams joint.
Starring Ashley Williams, who they put from the Jim Gaffigan Show.
Okay.
And Niall Mader, fresh off of the movie of the century, Country at Heart.
The thing is he's not going to give much of a performance because he bared his soul in Country
That's
at
right.
Heart.
That's right. There's only so
he's
much left.
The same
There's
sense.
Only so much left. A single mom, played by Ashley Williams, is facing Christmas alone. That is until Lucas, played by Niall Mader, crashes into her life and becomes an unexpected house guest. How? Together, they overcome Christmas while finding comfort in their growing bond.
Did you say they overcome Christmas?
They overcome Christmas.
I don't even know what
is this an anti-Christmas
they
movie?
Overcome. They overcome Christmas. They
Together
over.
They overcome Christmas. I don't know what that means.
They overcome Christmas.
Is Christmas the villain?
The only thing worse than these movies are the people writing the synopses for these movies.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrible.
Right up against that, we have The Christmas Ring. The Christmas Ring, starring Nazneen Contractor from Ransom and David Alpay from The Mistletoe
about
Inn.
David Alpay's in this movie?
From The Mistletoe Inn. From The Mistletoe Inn. A reporter played by Contractor searches for the love story behind an antique engagement ring. With the help of the ring's owner's grandson, played by Alpay, they learn the legacy of his grandparents that his grandparents left behind. We have, we've got Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater, the couple that is overcoming Christmas, and we have The Christmas Ring, finding the story behind the engagement ring.
I fell asleep during that
which brief sounds very much like that Whit movie that you mentioned earlier.
It's Honeysuckle Lane.
Honeysuckle Lane. It was the same type of thing. Though,
is David Allpay. If it's an all pay, it's an all play. I've said it for years. This guy brings it. He brings it, David Allpay. I don't want him to get the shaft here. I want him to understand, like, we love David Allpay on this program. We talk about him all the time off when we're not recording.
Well,
I get the feeling they're very proud of Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater. They're very proud of that film. And so they are putting opposite.
Why do you get that feeling?
Because I've heard it mentioned.
Junk on the second channel.
Well, they only put a little spice on like two titles a year. Like Shoe Addicts Christmas is one. Pride, Prejudice, and Mistletoe.
But this was a book.
Okay.
It was originally, it's Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Jumper.
I think the other.
A Jumper.
Jumper. Wow. The other one, the other movie that I already forgot the name to with David Allpay in it, I think it's going to be real bad. I think both of them are going to be bad. I think that one's going to be real bad. Give me Never Kiss a Man in Christmas
Never Sweater. Kiss a Man. I don't even know why this is a competition.
No, it's a clean sweep for the Christmas Sweater. I don't love that they're trying to overcome Christmas. I don't like that terminology one bit, but I'm hopeful that Ashley and Niall will bring it home. Oh boy. Here we go. On Sunday, November 8th, over on the Hallmark Channel, boys, we have on the 12th date of Christmas, 12th date of Christmas. Okay. It is starring Mallory Jansen from Shooter and Tyler Hines.
Okay, all right.
The Hines out in full force. Two seemingly incompatible game designers team up.
Freeze. No. All right, so these two people both design video games, but are incompatible.
Or board games.
But are incompatible for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, one likes first-person shooters, and the other one's all RPG, Dan. All you RPG. Wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't understand.
They're incompatible game designers. They team up to create a romantic citywide scavenger hunt. Okay,
it's board game. They're into board games. That's it.
Themed.
They definitely are compatible.
The 12 Days of Christmas.
You guys want to get together and play Settlers of Catan?
It is a 12 days.
We can all play Settlers of Catan. I'm out of wheat. Do you have any wheat?
I wouldn't give you wheat if my life depended on it. You're wheatless.
It's a 12
Go
day.
Eat Wheaties.
It's a 12 days of Christmas scavenger hunt, boys. Oh boy, that's good. That's good. And then over on the movies and mysteries, we have last night was The Christmas Ring. Today we have The Christmas Bow.
What was the other one called?
The Christmas. Oh, the other movie.
Yeah.
The 12th date of Christmas.
12th date of Christmas. Yeah.
The Christmas Bow. It's starring Lucia Mercalli from Treme.
No, the best is Treme is a show on HBO. It's a real show. It got critical acclaim. When he read these the first time, when we got the schedule, he said, "From Treme? I don't know what Treme is."
What's Treme?
I would love to say I'm better than Brandon. Yeah.
When
this,
I Treme upon a, also Michael Rady.
Oh boy!
Ring alert!
Ray.
Trailer.
When an accident, count me in, puts her music dreams on hold, a gifted pianist, I'm kidding, violinist, played by Mercalli, reconnects with an old family friend, Rady, who helps her heal and find love during the holidays.
It sounds like Two Turtle Doves. She lost your grandma. She goes back. Rady helps her
music career.
Sounds like Chateau Christmas.
Yeah, it does.
So, time out. Some of these movies sound like other movies. yeah, these movies both sound like just DOA. Give me the Rady. Give me the Rady movie, Christmas Bow.
I love Rady, but I love a scavenger hunt, too.
12th movie. Date of Christmas is a good title.
I'm intrigued by the game design. Yeah, I'm going 12th date.
It's here's a good the title. Thing. Here's it's a good thing. Title. Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. I think we are all... We had high hopes for Christmas Scavenger Hunt last year. If you recall, it maybe fell a little flat.
Little flat.
I'm hopeful that this is the truer and better Christmas scavenger hunt. Mm. That's what I'm hoping for here with the 12th Day of Christmas. It's got Tyler Hines. I mean, come on.
These movies are darker on Hallmark mysteries, I'm noticing. Yes. Wrecks, well, orphans, those kind of things. Which is what they were going to, but I've never noticed the disparity quite as severely. Like last year, I didn't notice it.
We didn't do this bit though.
Guys.
Year. Yeah, I guess so.
Can we do one more weekend?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, so we're going to go to 16?
Let's go one more weekend.
I'm fresh, Dan. Why don't you do it?
No, you want to stop? How about we just do two more?
Come on, let's do it. But what did you just say? What does that mean? I'm fresh, Dan. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm fresh. I'm fresh. I'm feeling
good.
Do
we want to do one more weekend or do we want to end at 14? Do we want to just
do a
Saturday?
No.
Go one more weekend.
Go full weekend.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. This is one of the best days of my life.
It's a pretty good day. Yeah. It's a pretty good day.
I'm feeling excited.
Christmas in Vienna.
Like, we're talking about the thing we're going to talk about, guys. Like, this is not a good day.
No. But are you getting a little bit of feels?
Are you kidding me?
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I could hear me out. I could go for a peppermint mocha.
We freaking make a living scraping the bottom of the barrel.
But this is the bottom of that barrel.
I love that barrel, though. Gosh, I love that
barrel. It is a great barrel.
Hey, what are these things came out we're going to talk about later? You want to talk about talking about them? Let's talk about them.
Can we do a review episode of this episode?
Yes, that would be next. That's for Patreon.
Yeah, double decker. Saturday, September, November. Saturday?
Oh, my God.
November 14th, Christmas in Vienna, starring Sarah Drew, who's from Hallmark movies, right? But also in Grey's Anatomy.
Mm.
And Brennan Elliott, whose crowning achievement, according to these papers, is crossword mysteries. Jess, played by Drew, a concert violinist.
We have a whole effing orchestra this year. We're through 13 movies, and it's like cellists and pianists and violinists everywhere.
Oh, my. Jess, who's a concert violinist, whose heart just isn't in it anymore, goes to Vienna for a performance. While there, she finds inspiration that she's been missing. A new love.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we have...
That's the whole thing?
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And then over on Movies and Mysteries, we have a working title as of now, Meet Me at Christmas. Mm. Starring Catherine... Did you just say hot?
No.
I thought you went hot.
Yeah, Meet Me at Christmas is a hot title.
Hot fire.
Starring Catherine Bell from Good Witch and Jag and Mark Declan.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Heavy hitters.
Yeah. When Jones, played by Bell, son's wedding planner unexpectedly quits, she must coordinate his Christmas Eve wedding with the help of Beau, played by Declan. The bride's uncle.
Ooh.
This is hot. as they work alongside each other, they discover their fates and pasts are intertwined.
This sounds like a geriatric Christmas.
Woo! This movie's hot. Yeah, no, that's sweltering.
Yeah, man. I know we love Brennan. Christmas in Vienna.
Preview of Christmas in Vienna, and it did shoot feels down my spine when I saw it.
Right.
I'm going to go Vienna.
I was going Vienna from the first line of the Joan's son's wedding planner is out. So now Joan has to plan her son's wedding and she meets the uncle of the bride.
Yeah.
Christmas in Vienna. Give me Brennan Elliott Christmas
but
in Vienna.
Dan, you're leaving out the second sentence, which is they're working alongside each other and they discover their fates and paths are intertwined. Are you freaking kidding me with that?
So they know
that's
each other.
That's awesome. No, they're six degrees of separation.
Yeah, give me Vienna still. I've not seen the trailer. I guarantee you it would not give me feels shooting up my spine, but give it to me.
It would though.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I said Vienna.
I'm doing Meet Me at Christmas.
If there's a travel sitch here,
you guys know how I feel about the travel sitch.
There's a travel sitch.
I go all in all the time if there's three things.
You don't.
A royal.
This is just not true.
No. A royal movie, a road trip movie, or if there is a travel.
Yeah, travel and road trip, same thing.
No. Road trip is different because you can fly someplace and I will pick a flight.
So it's flying or driving, but travel nonetheless.
Yeah, they're different.
All right, guys. Ooh, boy, here we go. Sunday, November 15th. Ooh, boy, this is hot. A Timeless Christmas.
This is the one I'm picking. I'm telling you already. You know about this, right?
I know. Well, yeah. Because it's a book first.
But you don't know why else we know this one already?
Oh, it is. Well, it's a big deal.
No, why is it?
Why is it a big deal?
Actors.
Okay.
No, he doesn't know.
No, just I go. Do know. I cannot.
I'll give
recall.
You. I'll give it's you one more. Hand.
Oliver.
Yeah.
He's a director.
I did know that because I read.
He didn't
I read
know.
Up
just it is.
I did know it. I know things, and sometimes you don't.
It is. That's true. It is starring Ryan Pavey from Christmas at the Plaza, and Aaron Cahill.
Woo.
Directed by Ron Oliver.
That's right.
So good.
Boy.
Time travel.
Charles Whitley, played by Pavey. Travels from 1903 to 2020, where he meets Megan Turner, played by Cahill, a tour guide at his historic mansion, and experiences a 21st century Christmas. I have so many questions.
Yep.
But boy, that's good. Yep. That's good. That's good stuff right there. You can't even be mad. And then we have over on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, we have The Christmas Doctor.
Man.
Which is starring Holly Robinson Peete.
Oh, okay.
And Adrian Holmes from V Wars.
You know V Wars.
That comes
that's
on
a,
right
that's
after.
A to the Max
that comes right after, I think. A week before Christmas, Dr. Alicia Wright, played by Peete, is offered an assignment away from home. A mysterious man.
Is that her assignment?
Played by Holmes from her past journeys to find her before Christmas. Wait. Okay.
You want me to
I'm going to read it one more time because I'm reading it verbatim and I don't think it makes sense. A week before Christmas, Dr. Alicia Wright is offered an assignment away from home, period. A mysterious man from her past journeys to find her before Christmas and brings with him a revelation that could change Alicia's life forever. Wow. Doesn't make any sense. Dense. Read it. Last one.
The Christmas Doctor. A week before Christmas, Dr. Alicia Wright is offered an assignment away from home.
Yeah.
A mysterious man from her past journeys to find her before Christmas and brings with him a revelation that could Alicia's life forever.
Journeys
to find her before Christmas and brings with him
a man from her past journeys.
No,
a man
from her past. A mysterious man from her past journeys to find her before Christmas. There's no.
I read it as a man from her Christmas from her past journeys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get that. That's how you read it.
A mysterious man from her past journeys to find. No.
What would have to be done to make it that way?
Just reading it correctly is all that.
A man from her past journeys.
Yeah. You could put a comma.
A man, from her past, journeys.
No one else is thinking of that as a man.
That's way too many commas.
No, that's what you would have had to do to make it the way that you read it. A man, from her past, journeys. A man from her past journeys.
It's not
a man from her past journeys.
The journeys is the first verb in the sentence.
A man from her past journeys.
Take it.
A man from
it did not take much to read it correctly.
But what I'm saying is that it's wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Either way, it's Timeless Christmas,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, it's clearly Timeless
Christmas. Clearly Timeless Christmas. There are only three movies. I read all 40 that I was like, yeah, I guess I'm okay watching that. Katrina Law, Ben Savage, Ron Oliver. Those are the three. The rest of them, forget it.
Timeless Christmas. I'm super pumped.
Yeah.
Book's really fun, too. I'm going to try to get the author on a podcast.
Wow. Hey.
For a Hallmark book club.
Yeah. Book club, yeah.
Big get.
A man from her past journeys.
Good gosh.
Her past journeys.
No one says your past journeys anyway.
No one says that.
She does. She's offered an assignment away from home. She's done it before.
Her past journeys to find her.
A mysterious man.
This is why you read the whole sentence.
A man from her previous past journeys.
No.
I think that I'm in the right here, guys.
You're not, though. Even if you think you are, everyone else would read it the right way.
I don't think so. A man from her past journeys.
I can't do it anymore.
Guys, we'll be back next week. We'll be back next week with more of these. Another batch of movies. We're just, what are we, like a quarter?
You're over a third of the way in.
Over a third of the way.
We did good.
We'll be back next week. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Friendly TV and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina at the Bramble Jam Podcast Network Studios. It's produced by Brandon Gray. You can find out more information at deckthehallmark.com.